Topic 175, Time. 1. The spiritual man is not conscious of time once he is separated from the physical body. Time is the sequential registration by the brain of states of awareness and of progressive contacts with phenomena. There is no such thing as time on the inner planes as humanity understands it. There are only cycles of activity or of non-activity. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 5, The Rays and the Initiations, page 408. 2. The master is free from the limitations of time, though not of space, because space is an eternal entity. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 5, The Rays and the Initiations, page 437. 3. For the masses of humanity, time is not of very great importance, but for the servers of the race it matters much. Lose not time, therefore, in undue self-analysis, self-depreciation, or self-defense. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 78. 4. In the work of the disciple, the time element counts not. Growth, deeply rooted and established, is the goal, and growth, if sound and good, is slow. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 552. 5. Disciples waste so much time in distress over words, thoughts, and deeds of other disciples, and thus time is lost that could be more constructively employed. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 563. 6. There is no hurry. There is no need to emphasize speed in your life. There is much time for growth, both here and in other states of being. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 573. See also Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 2, pages 341 and 395.